friend. You're listening to the Jasmine Star and today, JD Show. Today, my husband, JD, is on the podcast with me for our very first Ask Us Anything episode. This might be our first and last. Who am I kidding? But all of the questions we'll be answering today were sourced from the social curator community, and neither of us have seen any of them, which makes me a little nervous. Are you ready to dive in?
I'm ready.
Okay,
I'm a little nervous. Let's do this.
Okay, they're into a couple categories. We have business, we have parenthood, we have relationship, and we have for JD only.
Oh, man. I'll save those for last. Save the best for last.
Just because you said that, I think we should start there.
Yeah, all right, let's do it then. Yeah, okay. Actually, you know what? Let's do that then.
Okay, for the for JD?
Yeah,
I think so too. Let's go to the juicy
give everybody what
stuff.
They want in the beginning.
Okay.
Keep them
hooked. We need to stop. Okay. Amy Jill Pazer. Jasmine always says she's an introvert. What is she really like off camera, JD? Still bubbly, more relaxed, locked away? Tell us.
Oh man, no. Bubbly, yes, but no. She's a watcher, waiter, thinker, and then she'll take a move or two. She usually pushes me in front of a crowd.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Says, go see what's going on.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, no, Jasmine's definitely an introvert. But, you know, I feel like it's what makes her so powerful, I think, and beautiful, because online, on social media, she's out there and she's, you know, she's in it every single day being social. In her personal life, she prefers reading
a
book.
I'm antisocial.
You know, she socializes with her books. And I think it's such a good balance because it's where she gets to rest and her mind gets to kind of breathe. So
one thing too is like how this actually looks in real life. If JD and I are traveling, I'll say, JD, can you go and ask? Or JD, I think you should be in line. Or we're sitting next to each other on a plane. I'm like, JD, can you ask the... And he's like, Jazz, you could totally ask for what you want. Like, I, you know, just like, was a door slamming.
Yeah, there you go.
That's some nice ambient noise there.
Hey, it's real life,
It's real life. Diane Wingert asks, this one's for JD. JD, you're quite popular with the ladies.
Right.
What are the challenges of being married to a passionate, driven, and ambitious woman?
Ooh. gosh. Let's see. The toughest thing is definitely work-life balance. Like, we had this thing where we always try to shut everything down by 6 o'clock, 6:30. Now, you don't have to ask me twice. I'm out the door at 4. I'm not working at past 4. But with Jasmine, you know, it's something that we've always set, but it's a constant. It's a daily reminder. It's not like one day she just, I shut my computer easily every day at 6. It's like, no, it's more like... you know, when the time starts getting closer to 6 and you know, she's still barely jumping onto a project, you always have to remind her like, hey, you know, let's try to finish it by 6 or in 6:30. I feel like those little things, I know it kind of sounds like I'm being this overbearing partner, but at the end of the day, it's like, it's the best way for us to do the things that I know truly matter to us,
if
which
you didn't
is
ask
spending
me,
time.
Oh, okay, yeah. I cut you off. That's what we do too.
Yeah.
I liked it. And so it was very nice. But like, if you had to guess, if you weren't reminding me to get off the computer.
What time would you get off?
Yeah. What time would I? Do you think? I have a number in my head. I'm not sure.
I think you would get off at 8:39 every day.
Yeah.
I honestly believe it. I think that you'd do it right. You know, you take 25, 35 minutes to decompress right before bed and then go to hit the bed by 9:30, 10 every night. That's what you would be doing. But you know what? It's crazy because it's not like you would be. You'd actually be really happy doing that.
I would. I like working.
I really like it. It's not like you're there like, oh my gosh, I have to work until 10. No. You actually want to be working. So, you know, it's that balance for you that's really tough. But that's why I think I have to remind you all the time. But I know that you really enjoy our walks with our daughter and our dog and dinner.
I do. Like the life that I want, like when we took the time to define what success is, it was that. It was the being able to love what I do, but also being able to love the time that we have like with us. Like that's the thing that matters most. And sometimes I just need to get all the time. I need to get a reminder.
Yeah, so that's a big one. And then if I can just add one more, maybe this one is the only one that you put into this podcast. But one of the biggest things that like, you know, living with such a passionate person is you always feel like you're unsettled. Like when we do a project, we do it, we finish it, and then there's a next project coming up.
Okay, so
and it's like that with like everything.
Everything.
When we move into it, when we bought a new house, we're moving in, and Jasmine's just she doesn't want to move out, but she's already thinking about where we're gonna be in 10 years. I'm like, whoa, let's just breathe, enjoy. But you know what? My mom and my parent mom and dad first met Jasmine, you know, a year in, they're like, does she ever relax? Like, does she ever take a break? And I remember thinking about that and thinking, am I never going to relax? Am I never going to take a break?
Hey, you were warned by your parents when you were 17
warned.
Years
it's
old.
So crazy. You know, it's like, I like your pace. I just know that I also realize I miss relaxing too. That's about it.
I think this interview is so awkward for me right now because people are going to listen to like, he misses relaxing.
No, I do. And you know, here's the thing. I take the weekends off, so I relax every weekend.
Okay. You know what? I don't know if I want this podcast to go out into the interwebs. We'll see. We'll see how this goes. Okay. So, Mahila, this is the last of questions for JD.
Okay. Okay. Make it a good one.
Maliha. Rickard asked, what advice do you give to other husbands? And what advice do you give to wives to be better business partners, owners, in order to help their husband or partners be more successful? Dang, that was deep.
These are all pretty...
These are deep,
these are
man.
Deep. This one's... There's
Why
so
isn't
many
anybody
things.
Asking us what we like to... Like, what movies we like? Like, what's our favorite taco?
Seriously. I can talk about that for days. Okay. This is a tough one because I feel like it's ever evolving, but I know that the one thing that got us out of the woods when we first started working together, the best thing is defining our roles in our personal lives and also in business. Most importantly, in business, we do not want to work on the same projects together. Jasmine and I, we work really well together. We are synergistic, but if you put us in the same on the same project,
right.
We're hot messes.
Yeah, it would be a two-headed dragon.
Like, I would hate to see us in one of those those races where we tie our
feet the three-legged together. Race?
Oh, my goodness.
JD and I would be the first loser.
I would run to the right and you would run to the left.
100%. Yeah. And so, I would run faster than you.
Yes.
Because that's...
And I would just carry you.
You're so... that's clearly defined roles. Like, that is the best advice we always give. I'm sure if you've listened to the podcast for a while, you've heard me say it on other podcasts that the reason why the relationship works is because we're not in each other's business. Yeah. We empower each other to do what we're each independently good at.
Yeah. And husbands, what can you do for your wives? And actually, I'm going to give the same advice for wives. What
massages.
Can you do for your husbands.
Cooking dinner.
Man, yeah. Get those hand muscles going because you're going to... But the truth is it's patience, and I feel like Jasmine had so much patience with me when we first started our photography business and even our business. I'm a dreamer, I'm a thinker, I love to come up with ideas, but the practical part, like the doing piece, I take a long time to get moving. Yeah, and for me too, I feel like I've had to have also a lot of patience in regards to Jasmine. Like, we, you know, we're evolving, so we're changing. We're always changing. So just patience, I guess. Let me make it quick.
I'm being patient with
thoughts.
Your patient answer.
Exactly. There you go. Your first lesson in patience.
Okay. Angela Bartone asked, can you tell a story of when you first started to work together?
Ooh. You go for this one. You're a good storyteller.
Spill the tea. We about to spill the tea.
Okay, fine. Throw me under the bus. Give the gas.
No, I always say the gas story.
Oh,
I always say the gas story. Here's another story. If you want to know what the gas story is, maybe ask for it in a future episode by DMing me at Jasmine Star. Okay.
Another thing I think like it's a gas, like it's another
power struggle conversation.
Got it.
Okay. Right. So
it was a gas station, just FYI. Okay.
It was gas for the car.
I didn't want people to be like,
gas
what's the
from
gas
like
story?
Burritos.
I want to know the gas story. I'm like, well, it's the gas station story.
So, who's listening to this podcast? I want to know. I'm sorry in advance. If my mom is listening, she's going to be like, it's not called farting. It's called fleeting.
Okay, let's get back.
Focus on the task. There was, when JD and I first started working together, in photography, you have a first photographer and you have a second photographer. And the first photographer is the one who's basically leading the charge. And the second photographer will fall in line and do other tasks as asked. So JD and I are shooting an event together. And there's this one part that if you're a wedding photographer, you know, like this is like the worst part of being a wedding photographer. And it's called table shots, where the bride and groom go to 800 tables and they fake smile and they clink glasses. And there's really not a photo to be taken, but they just expect the photo, knowing the bride and groom will never use it. It'll never go into a photo album, but for posterity's sake, it's there. So JD and I would always take turns doing this. But then on one particular wedding day, I was like, so as the first photographer, I'm going to ask you, the second photographer, to go and do table shots. And JD's like, no, we take turns. And I was like, well, you see, as the first photographer, I'm actually rather busy right now. He's like, you're drinking water. Then I replied, very busy drinking water. Can you, oh second photographer, please go and do the table shots?
This isn't one of those, you know, 20-minute tasks. Like, you go take photos.
No.
This is a three-hour task.
Right.
Okay? So it's a three-hour job. Like,
can you go and take the worst job we have here today? And yeah. JD, I actually will say that it was, and actually this is like a relationship lesson. If you, even if you're a first photographer, second photographer, business partners, or even life partners, is in order to actually get through and get the change that you want, initially it's best, instead of disagreeing at the moment, to succumb. Because he ended up doing the table shots, and then on the car ride home, he was like, yeah, so I did those table shots, and I just have to say that it's something we both don't like. And even if you're the first photographer and I'm the second photographer, it's worth noting we also go to bed together. And I was like, oh, touche, touche.
Yeah, and that's when we had this conversation of, you know, I can't, as a husband, I expected a, can you please, like at least even a please.
Oh, this is another
thing. A please
thing.
And thank you.
You know, whereas, you know, you guys,
but,
this
but,
is.
But that's a husband talking, right?
Yes.
A business. You don't tell your boss, like, can you please say please and can you say thank you? When like, you don't ask for those niceties, right? So it's like, how am I supposed to expect that in a working relationship? So that's a reckoning I had to come like to grips with, because I think that was the harder one for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm all about being polite all the time.
Oh, see, you know, and like, that's another thing. That's actually like, let's
like,
fast
even
forward.
If Jasmine wants a cup of coffee, it's like, she can't just be like,
exactly.
Can you make coffee? It has
okay.
to be like,
so this is another thing.
That's so
in my mind, I grew up like
I grew up that way.
No, but see, he grew up totally different. I grew up that if you say, "Can I have a cup of coffee?"
You're
please, being polite.
The please is implied.
Right. That's in my you, yes, that's in my family, yes. That's implied. Like, of course, you're going to say please. And so, if I to this day, I'm like, "Can I have coffee?" JD's like, "Please, can I have coffee, please?" And I was like,
"Or I'll drop a cup of coffee and be like." Thank you.
Yeah, the ever subtle clink of the glass on the table. You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that. There you go. That's even better.
I was like, okay. So I think when we talk about working together, it's all the small stuff. It's the minutia within the relationship that plays out in a professional capacity.
Yeah.
So it is important for me to express gratitude, especially. So hold on. Can I please say thank you?
Can I please? That's not, no, that was off.
I'm just kidding. No, seriously, without being cheesy, thank you.
Yeah. Hey.
I appreciate you even recording this podcast. You don't actually like being in front. And you actually don't like, you're doing something for me, very generous, and I want to say thank you.
You're welcome.
What came off of the audio was, I was literally on my knees, and I was like, can you please do this podcast?
And what did I say? I said, begging is not becoming on you. Get up. I said, get up. That is not
He did. He did. Okay, we have a few more minutes. Yeah. We have a few more minutes. Okay. This actually goes into parenthood. JD actually has to leave right now and take Luna to a doctor's appointment, so we are under the gun.
Yeah.
Taylor Weatherspoon. How are you doing as a mompreneur? Sometimes it doesn't seem like work-life balance exists. What have been your biggest challenges as parents running your business? Well, I feel like, I mean, okay. Here's the thing. So oftentimes in my DMs, it's like, I feel like you can't ever be like the right kind of mom. And I don't think you'd be the right kind of parent. I feel like whatever decisions we make, people always have opinions about it. Like, so for instance, I had casually mentioned on Instagram stories that Luna was feeling under the weather because of immunizations. And lesson learned, don't talk about immunizations on social media, because so many people said, you shouldn't be getting your immunized. Don't you know what shots are doing? This could be terrible. Are you doing your research? And the thing that I just don't have the ability to all the time is explain that we're in the adoption process. We are mandated by the state of California to immunize our daughter. We are not afforded the luxury of choosing that. The decision was made for us. So when we talk about like work-life balance, we talk about challenges. I think it's the same challenge as anybody else, but it's sometimes magnified because people have a lot of opinions about it. What about
you? I agree. From that scope, yes, I completely agree with everything you said. I just think that life is a constant reset, you know. We weren't living our lives the same way we were living them 3 months ago. And here's the thing. Like, if I could just say, like, it's all about grace. You have to give yourself so much grace. Like, you're not a bad parent because you weren't able to balance your life.
Right.
You know, it's every day you have a new opportunity to do something that has a little bit more balance. And there's no such thing as perfection. So give yourself lots of grace. That's all I mean, I feel like that's how we operate. Like, we're not perfect and we make a lot of mistakes, but we don't ever
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like that. I think that that was super grounding, and I want to say thank you. I'm being serious.
I'm going to walk around with a mic all day, every day, and you're just going to say please and thank you because you're being recorded.
I want to say that that's very important. That notion of grace as you are building a business and being a parent. Like if that's the one thing that we're doing this podcast for, is a reminder first and foremost for us, because I think that we can beat ourselves up at times.
Oh, yeah.
And then just realizing that every day my intention is to set an example for my daughter to show her what mm-hmm. it means. And I also will say that JD and I are in a unique position that Luna gets two parents with her continuously throughout the day. We also have additional familial and structural support within the business to be able to do those things.
Yep.
So grace upon grace in all capacities.
Yeah. Treat yourself the way you would tell a friend to treat themselves. Like anytime a friend ever asks me that kind of question, that they're struggling with balance, I look at them with so much empathy and say, give yourself some grace. I'm like, why wouldn't we do that for ourselves? But that's about it. Yeah. Anyway.
That's true.
Let's move on.
That's true. I feel like I want to say treat yourself. I don't even know why I want to say it. I just feel like maybe we should get that like on a shirt. It's like, hey, dad, treat yourself. And in the back, it says with grace.
Hey.
Is that a business idea or no?
I wouldn't wear it, but hey, I support you, girl. You go sell that thing.
You're rude. I was hoping you'd say you'd be the first person to buy it. You know, for Christmas?
You know me.
For Christmas,
you know me.
I'm going to give you the shirt.
I'd be with Luna on Instagram for the photo. I just wouldn't like go hanging out with the boys with that
That's
shirt.
That's rather duplicitous, and I'm let down. Like but by you know what you're getting for Christmas, FYI, right?
Okay. Treat yourself, sure.
Treat yourself.
With grace. I gotcha.
Okay. Last question from Mark Bates. What is one thing that you love?
Mark, I like Mark. What's happening, Mark?
That's why all of these curators who ask these amazing questions, like we all know you all by name. See, JD knows Mark. What is the one thing that you love about each other that the outside world never gets to see or doesn't see that often?
Ooh.
I actually should have asked the question like the way that Mark speaks because...
It'll
buy you some time. I know. This is what I do. What is the one thing you love about each other that the other world doesn't get to see or doesn't get to see that often? And I would like to say thank you, Mark, for giving me my daily dose. I always have to speak in a British accent at least once a day or else I didn't live my best life. So, Jay, what is it?
This is going to sound so cheesy, but I love how committed you are to us, to the business, but to us. And the business is part of us and our baby. And just, you just hear, you know, if I ever feel like my day has been taxed or taxing, you have this weird way of always making me feel like there's no one else I'd rather do that with. Cause you just like, I don't know. I feel like it's like you go for the big guns. You bring out the big guns and like, you'll spend some quality time with me or you'll rub my head and then like give me a neck massage. And I'm like, this girl she just gets it.
So, I'm over here. I'm glad. Got a little gangster tears.
You're just committed.
If you cry, the tear doesn't fall. Hey. That's a gangster tear. So
that's what the outside world sees. Jasmine, she's a bunch of putty, but in a good way. And I just love, she's commitment, Mark. That's for me. She's so committed.
Okay.
How about you, Jay? That wasn't an Ask JD. That's an Ask Jasmine question.
The thing that I absolutely love about JD that people oftentimes don't get to see is like his utmost dedication to Luna. Like you always go out of your way. Like I feel like whenever there are days that I feel like I'm not being the mom I want to be, like you just show up twice as much. Like some days, you know, I feel pretty stretched with all the stuff I have to do and you like pour double into her. So like at the end of the day, when we have dinner together, or if I put her down, you're like, she saw you and she was here with you, even though like you picked up a little bit more of the slack. And that means a lot. Oh. This is like therapy.
Yeah.
I love you. I feel like I'm going to pay you.
This is weird because in real life, this is real life, but I'd lean over and give you a hug and just, you know, say I love you.
I mean, we could kiss on camera. Okay, we're done because friends, there you have it. We love sharing our lives with you. And thank you to all the curators who submitted these questions. If you like this insight into our personal lives, then let us know with an iTunes review. Reviews let me, and now JD, since he's my co-host, it lets us know the content that you want to hear more of. And if you could tell us things that maybe JD would want to come back in the future, maybe I have to get down and bake again. Please don't make me do that. If the audience will speak, maybe we can convince him to come back. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning into the Jasmine Star Show today.
And don't forget.
You're welcome.
No. No.
What?
Treat yourself
with
grace.
Grace.
Yes.